My name is Jerry Brandon. I publish a series of books under the author name J.K. Brandon, one of which is called The Kennedy Rifle. I originally conceived of writing The Kennedy Rifle 15 years ago. I had in mind a fictional character who was a ballistic expert, sort of a cross between Massad Ayoub and Clint Smith. This character has strong opinions about the right need to protect yourself. I named him Michael Cole. In this book, Cole is a no BS kind of guy who gets in trouble when he finds the real rifle that killed John F. Kennedy in Dallas. I was 14 when President Kennedy was shot, and I remember the national hysteria. But my researching into what really happened in the Kennedy assassination was something I started about 25 years ago. I must have read everything written about it. Later, when I started writing my own fiction book, I flew to Dallas and visited Dealey Plaza and the Sixth Floor Museum. It was fascinating. As far as the book series, I wanted to make sure I got the gun stuff right. I was already shooting long-range bench rest, and I was pretty dialed in with rifles. Before that, I was a pistol guy, and I still am, so I think my ballistic expert is pretty well equipped. After I published The Kennedy Rifle, some of the reviewers were disappointed in the ending, and I know why. They wanted me to solve the mystery of who killed Kennedy, but I didn't really want to. I wanted to show that what happened in 1963 was a tangled mess, and how who killed Kennedy will never be solved. Too many groups wanted him dead and had the ability to do it. Even today, people who confess knowledge of the event are ridiculed and ignored. But I reconsidered my position. I think the reviewers were correct, so I rewrote the ending. I wanted to satisfy the reader. I changed the book and the ebook versions to solve the mystery by naming names. It's better now, but just remember, this is fiction. I think it is, anyway. The book is available in paperback or Kindle at Amazon. The website has more information on weaponry you may find interesting. That is www.jkbrandon.com. Thanks for listening.